listener production.
Two colourful, loopy, fruity rings of deliciousness on the nutritional ladder of healthy living. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
A big hello to you and a massive hello especially to you if you are currently getting naked with someone and beginning to fondle, because having the Matt and Alex podcast in the background of lovemaking, Matt O'Kine, would be one of the worst pieces of content to be ambient music or audio whilst things were getting hot and heavy.
I would say would be the worst thing to be listening to in the background to a session. But we chat to someone today who may just prove us wrong. Very, very funny stuff towards the end of the show, so please stick around for that. And it all comes about from a little series of events that unfolded in Alex's world just over the weekend. So please have a listen. It's got to do with, traveling a far, far way for
love.
Some or little return.
Yeah, or lust. It's turned into a bit of a three-parter today, but I tell you what, it's well worth the price of admission. So enjoy, and we'll talk to you in a moment.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, the Melbourne International Comedy Festival is up and running and rollicking, Matt O'Kine. Got to go along to a couple of shows.
Has there been much buzz yet? I mean, it's only, week two, right?
Week two, yep. A little bit
Any
of buzz.
Probably, I mean, Reese Nicholson had to upgrade to what, four shows at Melbourne Town Hall?
Four Melbourne Town Halls, five-star review, which is great. Damien Power got a five-star as well. Oof. Saying, okay, will this be the year that he wins the
He's been
most
nommed a couple
show.
Of times. He's one of the best we got, so I wouldn't be surprised at all.
So it's looking pretty good. But I did go to a show which amazingly was two shows in one.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Was it actually supposed to be two shows in one?
No. And very few other people got to see two shows in one that night. But I was sitting around with some people and I said, what are you up to tonight? And it's like, oh, going to a comedy show. My friend Jimmy is in town and we're going along to the show. I'm like, oh, sweet, I'll have a good time. He's like, yeah, it'll be good, although it could be a little bit awkward. And I say, pray tell, why would this be awkward? He's like, well, the comedian in question, apparently, word on the street is that a lot of the show is actually about a date that she went on with Jimmy.
Ooh.
Which she flew from London to Tokyo. He flew from New Zealand to Tokyo to have a 10-day-long second date.
Bro, I'm already all across this. I was in New Zealand recently. I was sitting next to said Jimmy.
You know Jimmy.
I know Jimmy. And he was telling me all about this whole situation.
Mm. Well, I met Jimmy for the first time that night because he came along. We're all chatting. He's like, how are you feeling about
now,
the show?
Jimmy's
he's like, well,
his...
I'm not sure. I haven't seen it. I haven't heard too much about it. I just heard that it's in it. You know, you got the courtesy call, because the date, apparently, from his words, was awkward. You know, they hooked up at a wedding. She'd gone back to the UK. He was in New Zealand. It's like, well, I'd love to see you again. Tokyo, I guess, is halfway between. Let's book a flight. They spent 3 months booking a flight. Got over there. Didn't get along as well as they thought
it's
they
hard,
would have.
Isn't it? It's real hard. Now, we should clarify, Jimmy's not his real name, right?
It is not his real name.
No. Good. Okay, and, so...
But in the show as well, the comedian question doesn't use his real name, but she uses the equivalent of calling Jimmy Timmy.
It's very, very vaguely changed, isn't it? Like, didn't try at all.
You're not changing Jimmy to Bartholomew. It's changing Jimmy to Timmy. Okay, there's not a whole deal of change. But we went in there, and so it was all right. Like the show's a funny show. She's a very funny person, but it was interesting because I could not help, because I got seated sort of like behind, in the row behind and to the left of Jimmy. And so whilst I'm watching the show, it's as interesting, if not more interesting, to look to my right.
Oh, no, you were watching Jimmy the whole
time. Like, you can't help it. Because he's sitting there as she's bringing it up. I'm like, oh, here we go.
So he actually did go to see the show with
you. Went to see the show. And she knew that he would come along at some stage during the festival. But I happened to be there on the night when it happened.
Did she know that he was going to be in the room that night?
No, but she was out the front greeting people as they walked in and saw him and was like, hey.
Oh, so this is the one.
So, goes in there, and he's laughing along. It's a good, like, it's a funny person, great show. But it gets to the bits, and then suddenly his face is not quite as...
Well, what do you mean gets to the bits? What are the
bits? Well, just like, you know, she does random other funny things and she talks about like a job and that sort of thing. But then I went on this date in Tokyo and then starts saying why it wasn't working very well.
Oh,
like, I don't want to ruin the show or anything
no,
like that.
No, of course.
Things like, oh, he didn't ask me any questions and a few things like that, which I saw his face go, not loving this because there's no right of reply. You're just sitting there and you have, and everyone, the problem is not only can you not reply to it, everyone's laughing at the way she's explaining the story.
Yep.
You know,
for sure.
How about this guy that I thought was really amazing, but turned out like we didn't get along. And to her credit, there was moments where she was like, and also maybe I wasn't as good as that sort of thing. And there were great moments as well when, you know, he did funny things and cool things, but just said it was a big old fizzer. But then after the show, like walked out and said to Jimmy, he's like, well, how was that? We're standing a little circle. And he's like, yeah, it was tough, really didn't like that. That was, tough to sit through. I'm not sure he was glad he went at all. He's like, I'm not sure I should have gone to that.
Wow.
So we're standing in a circle with a few people.
Did he have a chance to reply?
Well, unless he got up in the room and
said,
but did, I contest
but did he,
that.
Did he say, hey, that's because like if she's sort of saying, oh, this happened, did he sort of afterwards go, boy, why'd you say that I never asked you questions when all we did was, you know, nothing like that?
Well, we're standing in that circle. Some other person comes up, says hello, and then the comedian comes and stands to the circle and says hi to everyone. And I'm just standing there real quick because we've just been talking about this. And I'm standing there. I've met Jimmy for the first time that night. I'm just meeting her for the first time.
Mm.
And the other person who's a similar situation to me just got in there but actually doesn't know this backstory, turns to the comedian and is like, oh my God, it was such a funny show. Oh, he explained it so well. Oh, it was hilarious. And I'm standing there just wanting to go, abort, like, get out of this. This is Timmy. This is Timmy from the show right here. Anyway, she goes, Jimmy, would you want to go get a drink? And he's like, do I? And she's like, oh, you don't have to if you don't want to. Like,
the comedian said that.
Yeah, this is live in the moment. I'm standing there witnessing this awkward
encounter. Comedian's basically going all around, like, hey, we're all cool,
should we go get a drink and talk about it? Like, I'm sorry. Like, you know, I'm sorry about that. Should we go get a drink? And he's like, she's like, you don't have to. And he's like, let's go get a drink. So I just watched the walk off and I haven't heard how the drink went yet.
Oh.
They went and caught up for a drink. I don't know how it went.
Oh, man, you can't leave us like that.
All right.
I'll
leave you on something else then.
Okay.
Up next, I'll tell you when I flew to Tokyo to go on a date with someone from Europe.
Oh, did it end well?
That's up next. All right, so I massively clickbaited you, but yeah, it was. I realized, like, oh my God, I have flown to Tokyo to go on a date with someone.
Literally from Tokyo to Tokyo, the same city.
Yes.
No, but it wasn't like, oh, I've just like, you know, you're not talking metaphorically when you actually like drove to Caboolture to meet someone and like, yes, I too in my heart have flown to Tokyo.
Yes.
Flew to Tokyo.
Really, in the end, if we are to love, we all must fly to Tokyo in order to meet someone halfway. It's a real good analogy for meeting someone in the middle, you know? But no, literally, I met a girl from Sweden at the Chinchilla Watermelon Festival.
Ah, yes. Yes, I've heard about this festival. Was she one of the Miss Melons candidates, as you've talked about before?
No. Unfortunately, I had to settle for a mere mortal at the Chinchilla pub. But we didn't go on a date or anything like that. I just met. And then another weekend, I happened to be in Brisbane. We went out to dinner. That was all very nice. Took her to a block party that night at River Stage. Problem was, I didn't realize how early you have to go to a gig at the River Stage. So we rocked up at 9 and they just started doing their encore. I'm like, I might have cooked this. Buddy, what's with Brisbane, Matt?
Get me started.
Like, I like early gigs, but it's finishing at 9?
Nah, I tell you what, have a kid, mate. Early gigs are the best things in the world. That's why I did it. Like, I'm doing these shows in Brisbane real soon. I put one at 6 o'clock. And they're like, it sold out, which it did sell out very quickly. So thank you very much, who's coming. But then I was like, I might do an extra show. Well, I mean, look, I'm just letting you know. I put on an extra show and I was like, should I put on at 8 o'clock or 4 o'clock? And I was like, 4. Definitely 4 p.m. Absolutely.
Doing the Arvo sesh.
Oh, man, nothing better than getting home early.
Yeah, Deb. Well, anyway, she moved back to Sweden. We kept in touch, and it's like, what are you doing for New Year's? And me and my mate were going to Japan. I'm like, come meet us in Japan. She's like, yeah, okay. Met in Tokyo.
And how
stayed
did
in a hostel.
Go?
Oh, it's good. Just.
Whoa. You decide, Alex Dyson, that in a way to link up and impress a girl that has flown halfway across the world for you is to put her up at a hostel.
Hey, who said anything about putting her up? She had to pay for the pay for the bunk, mate.
Please at least tell me you were in a private room.
No, listen. Me and my mate Dave were going over there.
Is this
there.
Another one of those things?
Dave.
The 1.5 and I'm not hearing correctly.
Oh, you. Mate, honestly, this is actually quite funny. Because Dave booked the trip and he's like, I got this really good deal on a hostel. It was about an hour out of Tokyo on a train. It was either $9 to $13 a night or something like that.
Okay.
It was rough stuff. Anyway, she came.
Whoa. I've got more questions. Do yep. not dare move on from this. Who else was in the hostel with you, in your room?
Me, my mate Dave, I think maybe three other people. It was a six bunker.
No, you're joking. You're actually joking. Bron, are you hearing this? Am
listen,
I crazy?
Listen, all right. I had this trip booked.
Okay.
She goes on the trip. I'm here. All right. Wait for it. After one or two or three nights there, we went to an Airbnb down past Mount Fuji on this little peninsula. Really great view. It was a little bit
more romantic.
More private.
Then your mate Dave and three randos. Oh, I can't imagine.
But yeah, it all went great. Kept talking. Ended up being my girlfriend for quite a while. Didn't work out at the end, but
yes, of course. I know that relationship and was there for lots of it.
That was the time that you started Triple J. Was that
yeah, exactly.
just before that?
Absolutely, I remember it, and you know, fond memories of those times. So yeah, you got to be in it to win it. That's the thing, Daiso.
But I got to say, if she decided to do a comedy show about meeting up with me in Japan, the hostel would have been mentioned, and I do not think I might have come out in too good a light. But the good news is today, Matt, we've also got some listener feedback as to how far have you travelled for a date. A few of you are also frequent flyers, if you know what I mean. And so we're going to get into those up next.
Oh, we're going to go for another break.
Mate, let's go for it.
I smell toast. Oops.
Can I just say that, I mean, when Belinda and I started seeing each other, we were doing the Sydney to Brisbane thing for dates.
Oh, the long distance for
I
dates.
I mean, we'd only, after I'd winked at her on stage from the, if you haven't heard.
God, he was on his high horse for that hostel. Starts going, yes, I winked at her on stage. And, bowing at the throat of O'Kine's flirting tactics.
The winker.
We are just a couple of mugs, aren't we?
It's a miracle that we're not forever alone on this planet. So after I gave Belinda the wink on stage, and please listen to it. I can't remember what episode it was, but there's a backstory to that. I just messaged her and said, hey, you know, come down to Sydney. Mm-hmm. To you know, hang out some weekend. So we did that sort of back and forth for quite a while. And I got to tell you, and I think I've said it before, I loved it.
Loved the travel date.
Loved the interstate date. Because you're just doing work, you're doing your work thing. And then the weekend comes and you get to see each other and you're just in the zone, bro.
You're in the date zone.
Oh, it's just like the whole weekend, 48 hours is dedicated.
But the thing is, you flying to Brisbane to see her, you've also got a lot of friends and family in Brisbane. So were there occasions where you flew to Brisbane, spent the whole weekend with Belle, and then your friends and family were like, wait, were you up here?
Well, I mean, every now and then I would have to drop by Daddy Mac's house to get my teeth checked. I remember one time he had to do a temporary filling for me in the old chair in the dining room before I went and caught up with Belinda just to make sure my old filling wasn't leaking.
But dentists don't need one of those electric chairs to lean back, and any old kitchen chair will do.
Oh, mate, he was stuffing my, he was stuffing my hole with all sorts of stuff. That sounds terrible. The filling that dropped out was, he just plugged it up with some sort of temporary stuff.
Okay.
And then I was out and about in the town with Belle for a fun date weekend, and then I had to get it done properly. But yeah, no, every now and then, always dropping in to see the fam, see the friends. It all becomes one, you know?
Oh, well, Matt, you're not the only one who doesn't mind a bit of a travel. PJ said 2.5 hours is the longest I went for
a date.
Is it reckon that's a round trip, or is that one way?
Oh, I'd do it one way for two and a half hours. If it felt right. You know, and a good debrief at the end, a real good debrief. You'd really give it a good think on the drive home, wouldn't you?
And it also sort of, it'll be interesting the way you met, because if the 2.5 hours is, you know, on dating apps, you can gradually extend the distance from you for dates that you're at the end of that radius.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's, I mean, well, people on Tinder in country towns, surely you're not just going your little 5Kers.
Oh, almost exclusively not in your small towns, you'd think.
You'd be going you'd be doing a 3-hour radius just in case there's something else.
Yeah. Your radius would start from 2.5 hours away and go further. You'd want to keep it well away from the old gene pool there. Ashley said, a guy once flew from the UK to Poland to spend a weekend with me.
Oh, that's nice. Ashley.
Damn.
Yeah. I mean, imagine the dating pool in Europe would be a lot easier. You know, you go the 1 hour from where you are.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in bloody Santorini or something. You're like, this is this is exotic.
Exactly right. Shani said, I traveled from London to Texas for a date. Wow.
You can't just tell us whether, you know, tell us whether it worked or not, Shani. Now Shani, I want to know.
We need you. But we do have Fiona with us. Fiona, what's the furthest you've traveled for a date?
I've actually traveled from Melbourne to London for a date.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. That's as far as you can travel, really, without doing a lap of the earth.
Without someone starting to come back closer to us.
So, okay, Fiona, tell us, how did you meet this person?
I was actually injured and in bed for a week on tramadol, like the painkiller.
Mm-hmm. In Melbourne?
And, I was just in Melbourne, yes.
What happened with the injury?
I tore my cornea.
Okay. Well, yeah. How did that happen?
I actually don't know. I think I just got something in my eye and it tore up my eye.
Oh, okay.
That's
okay.
Awful.
Squirmy.
And it also you know, makes me think of how animals on the savannah, like, you know, choose their targets. They look for the injured ones on the edge of the pack. Do you think that was...
No, okay. So you were at home sick for a while, and then what happened? You met someone online, was it?
Yes, online. Because I was like in a drug-induced haze, I was just messaging anyone and everyone. Mm-hmm. And he was a musician in London, and I just like tweeted him, and it just
famous
kind of
band?
Went back and forth. No.
Yeah.
It doesn't. A musician doesn't have to mean famous band. He could play, you know, the French horn and the orchestra.
Oh, I was just wondering
whether we might
know this person. Okay, but you're just messaging people here, there, and everywhere, and old mate replies. Sure.
Yep. So yeah, we're just like kind of tweeting back and forth at first, and then it moves to DMs, and then it moves to text messages, and this goes on for like 3 months. And when we start talking, he has a girlfriend, and he breaks up with his girlfriend.
Oh, God.
And it gets to like 6 months, and I'm like in love. Like,
yeah.
How old are you, by the way? Well, were you, sorry?
I was 24, so really young and stupid.
Okay.
And he was significantly older. I think he was 10 years older than me.
Okay.
But
so
yeah,
you're a full-blown love, and you're like thinking, you're like having those like just this is forever kind of fantasies all day, every day.
Yep.
And you've never met at this point?
No, never met.
Have you made calls at this point, by the way, sorry?
Yeah, we were calling as well, and it was like...
Okay.
Have you made video calls? Because I used to watch a show on MTV called Catfish, and that's something that they encouraged you to do.
No, but I knew it was him because, like, the tweets, like, he had a verified account.
Okay, sure.
It was him.
Okay.
But yeah, but he was saying, like, you've got to come over here. I'll pay for flights. You'll stay with me. You can meet my friends and family. I'll show you around. And a
little side question, just relating to yesterday's episode here, Fiona. Did he pay for your flights in cash or with points? Matt O'Kine usually does the points, so it's okay, not to spend too much.
Look, no, keep telling us, Fiona, please. Doesn't matter. The main thing, he was getting you over there. Did he end up buying the tickets?
No, he didn't. Of course he didn't. A band I like was playing their last ever show in Ireland. So I was like, okay, this is it. I'm going to go over for this concert. And while I'm there, I'm going to meet the man of my dreams.
Yeah.
And he was like all for this. And then as soon as I said, oh, hey, I'm coming, his tone completely shifted. I think he just liked talking to a woman on the internet. I think as soon as it became real that I was going to be a real person in the room with him, he completely just changed his tone. And like, it was getting closer to the date and he made no mention of me staying with him. So I had to book a shitty hotel.
Oh, no. No, Fiona.
Did you like ask, like, how close did, like, to blatantly asking, hey, so am I still staying with you? Did you get?
No, I think I was too shy to be like, hey, come on.
So did you organize to catch up? Did it actually happen?
Well, yeah, but because I had to be like, hey, are we meeting or what? Like, because I wasn't dating anyone else. I thought we were like a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just he came to my hotel. We had a drink and we fooled around and then he left. And I went all that way. And I knew, I over romanticized it, and like, I should have known, like, we had Family Guy playing in the background when we were. I should have known. This isn't the romance that people are writing about.
Oh, my God.
No.
Sorry for laughing, Fiona.
No, Fiona.
Suddenly, no one should be doing those things while Peter Griffin is in the background.
Where are those good old-fashioned values on which we used to rely? Fiona, that'd be a bit triggering for you. We're hearing that theme song now, wouldn't it?
A little, yeah. It was the Bird is the Word episode. I remember.
Okay, so,
oh, no,
so, and
no,
then what
no.
happened afterwards? Was there any, like, was there any, sorry we're laughing. We this could be very traumatic for you, so sorry. But Fiona, do you, so was it after the, like, the, you know, the Family Guy incident, what happened? Like, was there any more communication or was it literally just, you know, ghost?
He left and I was, like, visibly upset. And then the next day I was like, it was great meeting you, I guess. And he was like, oh, really? Because you seemed upset. And I was like, yeah, I'm upset because I've come all this way and I don't know, like, if I'm ever going to see you again. And he was just basically like, I'll talk to you when you've calmed down.
Oh, we talked about calm down yesterday, Fiona.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And then I ended up flying home. And then as soon as I got in the door, like, the real kicker was he sent a message. It was like, oh, you know what? You're right. You should have stayed with me. I should have paid for your flights. And I was like, I'm going to stop messaging me now.
What
does this guy think he is? Honestly.
Oh, my God. So as soon as when you're away, he's like, you got to come over here. You got to come over here. As soon as you get there, he's like, oh, nah. And then as soon as you get home, he's like, oh, you should have stayed. What a
yep.
– he's bloody Family Guy. He's Peter Griffin. He's a clown. Clown, Fiona. Oh, okay. Well.
Whew. Fiona.
Thank you for sharing that.
You've won the travel sweepstakes here. That was deplorable from this gentleman. But good on you for taking a chance on love. That's what it's all about.
Got
to learn
in
these
to
things.
Win it.
And it starts tomorrow's talk back, which is – what's the worst thing that's been playing on the background as foolish games have happened? Because having bird, that takes the cake for me.
Oh, thank you so much, Fiona. We'll catch you next time.
Thank you so much, guys. Bye.
You're a champion, Fiona, and as are you for listening to Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast today. We really appreciate it. And we're looking forward to another big old Matt and Alex tomorrow.
Yeah, we can't wait to join you there. Same time, same place. And in the meantime, if you've got a story like Fiona's, please get in touch with us at matt.n.alex. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to chat about it.
And look, if you did want to go check out that comedy show, Olga Kosh is the comedian in question if you want to see a show. And it was quite funny. But I did feel for Jimmy for not having that right of reply. to fully contextualize what goes on. Because, Matt, you know, in comedy, for choices between what was 100% real and what is 100% funny, you usually say the funny thing on stage.
Yeah, but look, Jimmy isn't afraid of a stage himself, so who knows? Maybe there will be a right of reply one day. You know, you might... Yeah, I'll leave you with that. Okay, this is Matt and Alex. Hope you had a good one. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.